I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom in Lebanon has ethnic diversity to thank, but Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says the country's plurality is a double-edged sword. Underlying tension can suck up believers, leading to bitterness and even hatred of other groups. Hosni says believers in both the U.S. and Lebanon need to rise above worldly empires and operate from a kingdom mindset. At our website, you'll find ideas for how to do just that. Then it's been 6 months since an interim government formed in Bangladesh following the ouster of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. As the interim government seeks more power, Bruce Allen with FMI says the future of Bangladesh is uncertain. Minorities become an easy punching bag in the social unrest. FMI hears attacks about targeting Christians who make up less than 1% of the population. Pray for local Christians to win over their neighbors and persecutors with gospel truth. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.